One of the little-known dramas of the Klondike Gold Rush was the great reindeer rescue of the starving miners in the Yukon. Word had come that they were not going to last the winter of 1897, so a plan was put into place to bring reindeer from Scandinavia and drive them up to Dawson. Congress voted $200,000 to help the starving men, most of whom were United States citizens. By the time all the rescue efforts were put into place, it was 1898, and the miners had taken care of themselves. But the reindeer had been purchased, so a new plan was put into place. They would be driven up to the Seward Peninsula near Unalakleet. The editors do a sterling job in their introduction to the journal of young Carl Johan, fresh from Norway and ready to do his bit to save the starving. He was a clear-headed young man with the strong opinions of the young. When he felt something was mishandled or even corrupt, he said so. At Haines' mission, the reindeer were to be driven inland, but the supply of special moss that was the only thing they could eat had run out, and there was no more to be found. When the reindeer and herders finally arrived, the deer began dying from starvation even as they were driven north. 525 had arrived in Dyea, 185 made the upper camp. The men had no food either for several days. The reindeer made it to Circle City, that is, 160 of them did, when moss was found. Then the Nome gold strike happened and all the workers decided to strike claims. One of the men, Jafet Lindenberg, made his fortune as one of the three lucky Swedes. Zachariasen spent another year in Alaska, then moved to Oregon, spent many happy years there as a farmer, postmaster, and Lutheran pastor. This is an important journal because it touches on the gold rush, the reindeer industry in Alaska, and the famous Judge Noy scandal in Nome. It is also quite readable, which can be rare in amateurs' journals.